Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, bohemians and burlesquers, professors and porn stars, writers and dancers, jesters and thieves, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. With a capital X. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Brahma Rama Dama, the goddess, the snake. We may or may not be children of Bahamut or Ra, but until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A-woman?
A-woman.
I want to welcome you to my speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. This is the womb room, where it's warm inside, and where we speak about subjects that are not so easy to speak about, necessarily. But we have a speakeasy to speak about them, and I am the Reverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant, and tonight, here in the womb room, we are exploring La Porno Bohème and burlesque, or with burlesque, the new bohemia, the contemporary realms of exploration seem to involve sex and art in a variety of interesting, intersecting ways that we're going to explore tonight with my special guests. I'm so excited. Burlesque, porn, art, culture, sex, with a capital X. My first guest, well, I've been reading him all week, so I feel like I know him. And I've really been enjoying it. Zach Smith Sabbath, author of We Did Porn, artist, and alt pornographer. Welcome to the Speakeasy.
Thanks.
So, I love your book.
Thank you.
There you go. Gotta
you
get that out.
Something else.
Well, no, no. I mean, I am, but I just,
I
you
love
know,
your book,
that,
but
I think that deserves something. I love your, no, no, no buts. Well, there's a lot of buts and boobs and pussies and dicks in this book, let me tell you. But also a lot of ideas. But what's it you say about ideas in L.A.? They're really, like, valuable, but...
Especially bad ones. Yeah.
Bad ideas, right. Except this book, well, We Did Porn. See, I've got my toilet paper marker, so you know where my reading room is. Right? Great for the reading room. Anyway, it's a book about your life in porn for a few years. Yeah. The zeros.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we're kind of out of.
Yeah.
But very...
Just barely.
Porny time. A very bohemian time.
I would say a cynical time.
I would say you're a cynical guy.
That's true. So I had a good time.
Yeah, and you do have such a good time. It is a roller coaster of sex and art and porn. Alt porn, specifically. Alt porn. How should we define that? I'm going to let you do that.
I would usually say alt porn is when they make porn and try to market it as alt porn. But then I'm cynical, so.
Right.
But they, you know, if I'm in it, usually, then that, no matter who else is in it, then it's probably an alt porn movie.
Okay.
It's kind of like those actors where if they're in the movie, you know it's an indie film, no matter who distributed it.
Hmm.
It's the same thing. Or if T-Real is in it.
And no suntans?
Less suntans.
Less suntans.
Like they try. The thing about porn is they try to do one thing, and then when the day happens, they just kind of do whatever happened that day. So it's hard to say, oh, it's always this way.
Okay. So maybe we could say, could we say it's more artistic? Or
I'd say it tries to be.
Tries to be. The trying, I think, is
trying,
very key.
Trying is important.
Alt is a lot about intention.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know.
No,
we're
going to
explore that a little bit
that
more
That
kind of
makes sense, yeah.
We're going to explore that a little bit more, but I want to introduce some of my other guests. Sitting right next to you is, I believe, an alt porn star.
Hello.
Named Meow Misty Dawn.
Nice to be here.
Wonderful to have you back and back
Thanks.
And front as well.
Thank you. You
Misty
too.
Misty is an alt porn star, right? Among other things.
Yeah.
A classic...
Nerd.
There you go. You know, love the glasses.
Thank you.
And Venus on Eros Day, our beautiful Venus, along with Michael Vegas, who is smoking and shooting behind her right now.
Dolly does.
He's using one hard lens after another,
or
another, I should say.
Sometimes
yeah.
at the same time.
Do you know Zach already?
No. I was
wow.
talking about
Oh, right. It's such an orgasmic thing for me to introduce people that I think will get along, possibly.
Ooh.
Mm. Yes. So, how would you like to define alt porn?
You know, I don't know. Like, I think it depends on who's defining it. If people in it are defining it, or people on the outside define it. People on the outside think that it's you have to be tattooed or something to be alt. And then people in it think it's a state of mind.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not tattooed. Could I be alt just because I'm kind of crazy?
You can be alt no matter what.
I mean, does crazy count, I think? Maybe.
I'm pretty crazy.
Sort of, yeah. Mm.
Alt
yes.
would be anything other than the norm, but then again, what's normal?
Right, right. And it's bohemian, because there's so much porn nowadays. I mean, so much. Everywhere. It's everywhere. Especially if you've got a kind of loose definition of it, which...
Right.
You know,
YouTube can be porn sometimes.
Exactly. You know, with the feet and, you know, necks and hair, everything. So,
Hello.
Prince Max.
I think the proper definition is right wing. Anything that's...
You know it when you see it?
Yeah. The, you know,
turns you
the
on.
The right wing knows all about...
But, you know, I think that's for guys, because when guys
Even
get a hard
diapers.
On, they know it's porn, right? If a guy gets an erection. But we girls, we like porn too, but we don't have as quite easy a marker, right?
Very true.
You know, we don't even know what we like.
I like everything.
Mm.
Which is one of the reasons that we like burlesque, because it's all mixed up. And I'm about to introduce some amazing burlesque dancers and artists, let's say. I mean, it's more than a dance. It's an art form. But I do want to mention, just for those of you who are wondering, why is she all Yaled out, okay? And, you know, I mean, my alma mater and everything. But I have a Yalie in the house, okay? Zach is also an alumnus.
Yep.
Woo.
MFA.
Same class.
Yeah, right. Okay, he wants something from me. Okay, so I'm going to introduce my burlesquers. Burlesque is, of course, really kind of hip right now, just like alt porn. It's different in so many ways, but okay, I'm reaching here because I'm trying to relate my guests, you know. But it is like these two sides of, you know, the new bohemia. And in this bohemia, I mean, it's, I guess that we can say that porn, mainstream porn, is about making money, which is cool, you know, we like money, but alt porn is kind of about something else, and it also wants to make money, but it's also about something else. And burlesque is really about something else, right? It's really, because, you know, it's not about making the money, it's because it's about the art. And right here in my studio, sitting in the middle here, is Judy Luck. Welcome to the Speakeasy.
Hello.
This is your
Thank
first
you.
Time. You're a virgin.
I am.
I didn't call Zach a virgin because I felt funny calling him a virgin to Speakeasy. But, you know, you just sort of exude virginity
kind of
somehow. You do. You look so cute.
Thank you.
You're a pinup model as well as a burlesque, what? Performer?
Burlesque performer, yeah.
Artist? Dancer?
Performer.
Yeah. Okay. And I got lollipops for you.
Yes, I saw
lollipops.
That. I was hoping they were for me.
So, you know, I'm going to give you two right now, and you have a little more to drink, and maybe you'll figure out something to do with them. Okay, well,
take the wrapper off
welcome
first.
To the Speakeasy and the Womb Room, and La Porno Bohème et Burlesque, or I should say, La Porno Bohème avec Burlesque. And now, maintenant, one of the great queens of burlesque, Malaika Millions. Welcome to the Speakeasy. Oh, you were going to do a really good greeting. I know it.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful. You look fabulous. I love this little outfit you're wearing. Those of you who are only listening on a Radio Suzy 1 cannot see that she is wearing just a little 40s-ish, bed jacket or something.
Yes,
it's a mini bolero.
It's good to have little layers that are easy to take off.
I see. Yes, very good. That's one of the principles of burlesque. Layers easy to take off. See, in porn, you just start naked and it's fine.
I love being a girl. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't be one.
It's very girly. Somebody was saying on my Twitter, people have been Twittering about this show and helping me out with how to connect these topics, but that porn is for guys and burlesque is for girls? Is that? That's really like Mars is from Venus. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. That really isn't true or anything.
I'm kind of behind that.
But you're behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot of friends who are strippers, but they're also burlesque dancers.
Uh huh.
And when they're stripping, it's like absorbing, and when they're burlesquing, it's like
creative.
Cute. You know. I mean, it's fine. Like I do lots of things that don't entertain them. I'm allowed
right.
like make toast.
Yeah, so burlesque is like making
it's
toast.
It's for girls. Girls.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
For girls. And your girlfriends, they probably put a lot of creativity into their burlesque.
Yeah.
You know, and enjoy mm-hmm. themselves.
Not
so.
Everybody does.
No? Well, then I guess they'd be bad burlesquers.
Well, no, it's some people are just very derivative as opposed to creating their own interpretation
but
and
they could be good
telling
at that.
Their own
yeah,
story.
Right. You definitely tell your own story.
I like going all which way. If I want to be derivative and pay homage to a style done before, I love to go full force with it.
Well, you certainly pay homage to my middle name, which is Marilyn.
I didn't know
Beautifully.
That.
Beautifully. Well.
Such a pretty name, too.
Well, yes.
Aren't you lucky? Mine is Serene.
Serene, well, you know, that's sort of Sireny. Yeah, my dad wanted to name me Marilyn, but my mom thought that would make me into some kind of slut. So she insisted that it be my middle name. So, you know, and then she made me go to Yale. And here I am, slutifying my dad's.
And my mother declared that she showed me all these old cabaret films as a way to warn me against the world.
Right.
Against that world. And
yes, and here you
good
are.
Luck.
Here you are in that world. How about your mom?
My mom hated when I got into burlesque.
She did?
Yeah.
Just burlesque, and she hated that.
Yeah.
You must come from, like, I don't know, some really Christian background or Muslim?
Kind of, but she used to walk around naked in the house, like it was normal. So when I did burlesque, I was shocked that she was not okay with it.
Well, Mom, howdy doody.
Sounds
well, maybe
like
you should walk around naked, and she'll be okay with that. Maybe you should get into porn. Maybe she just doesn't understand burlesque, see? Who knows? But I want to introduce Tanya.
Hi, Dr. Susie.
Tanya Kay. You have to talk to that microphone like you love it.
The last time I was on your show, I was shooting sparks out of my crotch.
That you were, and you're still shooting sparks out of your crotch on YouTube. Absolutely, it is preserved in time. It is great.
It's good to be back.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. That's that was really evocative, that spark shooting thing. You're going to do like the opposite this time. It's
a little water dance.
Water, see, fire, and then water. Is there some thematic raison?
You'll have to see. Two more times, we'll get earth and air in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I hope the earth doesn't come in the form of an earthquake. But the fire was great. The fire was great. And I'm looking forward to the water and hoping it soaks you really nicely. All right. Well, everybody, welcome. And I have Ella Darling out there, but she came late, so she's sitting on the couch. She also always needs to be spanked when she comes late. Really, really. And Katie and Mona are back there, and this is all exciting. And Zach is the author of We Did Porn, and he is, he started as an artist. I wouldn't say started, but...
I'm a painter, yeah. That's
you started as
job.
A baby, but your day job is painting,
yeah.
Drawing, and he's quite good at it, you know? I mean, you can... Actually, why don't I pass the book around? You should just look at the pictures, you know? Don't read it or you'll get too engrossed. But look at some of the pictures. You might recognize some of the people in these pictures. Some of them are a little bit famous. And he has exhibited at the Whitney and at Museum of Modern Art in San Francisco. Is that right? And a barn somewhere?
And the other one in New York, yeah.
The other one. Oh, and the MoMA in New York.
Yeah.
Okay. And a barn. Where was the barn?
Some collectors had a barn somewhere. They have a big barn in upstate New York where they keep all these paintings.
That's cool. And I guess most of these exhibits or a lot of the ones that you describe in the book are from this big exhibit of Thomas Pynchon's Gravity's Rainbow. Just
yeah,
all
I mean,
these
that
pictures.
Was, that was one project I did where I just drew every single page of that novel.
Which, if anyone knows, is a great novel. Some say the great American novel and very obscure and difficult, right? Or kind of weird, but psychedelic, you know, fun, if you read it a couple of times, but dense, you know, not exactly something you'd associate with porn, although there's a lot of sex in it.
His niece is Tristan Taormino.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's, well, you know, 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, and he's still alive, although you wouldn't know it, because he doesn't...
He's in hiding, yeah.
Always in hiding. Always. Very, very hidden. And so you were doing these paintings and showings, and then some director, Benny or Osby.
Benny, yeah. Real name is Benny Profane, or his real fake stage name. I changed all the names in the book so that I could just talk about everybody without having to worry about getting sued.
And both of those names are Thomas Pynchon names.
Yeah, but his real name, his real porn name was Benny Profane.
So he wanted one of your paintings, or a few of your paintings, in a movie, in a porn, in an alt porn, and you struck a deal.
Well, it wasn't even a deal. He just threw it in. Like, he said, it would mean a lot to me if I could use these paintings in this porn movie. It's going to be different. It's not a regular porn movie. I didn't know him at all. And I just wrote back, well, sure. And it would mean a lot to me if I could fuck all the girls in the movie. And he was like, okay, we'll send pictures. and I did, and he was like, no, you'd be perfect for this, and so, and then...
When you asked for that, it's not clear in the book, did you want to be in the movie, or you just wanted to fuck the girls?
It was a joke, but it was a good joke.
Yeah.
Because it became my life.
Didn't seem like you minded fucking the girls.
No, not really. It went over. It worked out.
In fact, a lot of people want to know why people get into porn, and you have a lot of complicated reasons, but it seems to all come down to fucking the girls.
Yeah, I mean, like I say once in a while when I get interviewed, like people never ask, why would you want to be a painter? Which is like a boring job. I mean, you sit by yourself in front of a big piece of paper, and you just do this all day, and then like there's an art opening once a year. Mm. And then people go, well, why would you... In porn, you have sex with girls, and then girls watch you have sex with girls, and then they go, oh, you did a really good job. We should have sex. And then they, that seems like the obvious question would be, why would you keep painting, I guess?
Well, I guess there's the shame factor. It's very honorable in almost all circles, maybe not a few, very, very Republican circles, but even they know the value of art, So art has, is respected, and porn, more and more respected, but as your book shows, there's issues. There's issues. So the art world and the porn world, I mean, you show how different they are, and yet similarities?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like really they're really similar in that they're both pretend to be businesses, but they're really just a bunch of people who know each other, and they're both really about... It's not really what you make, it's just owning the distribution system. Like, you could pretty much make any old crap if you just happen to own however it gets put out. And so they're kind of run on the same scam. And up until the internet, it was like only a certain kind of person would ever go into an art gallery, so they made art for those people. Mm. And only a certain kind of person would ever go into a porn store, and a lot of people were afraid, and so they only made porn for those people. And so in that way, they both have similar businesses in a way that, like, I don't know, video games or movies don't have. Like, they have to keep catering to the people who are going into their store.
And now, of course, the audience is so much wider with the internet for both art and porn, which means that, I mean, in a way, there's more money to be made, but there's so many people doing it. I mean, now you don't have to be part of the clique to make either.
Yeah, you got to figure out how to make money off of it, but yeah, there's a lot.
You can do it, you can make porn in Nevada. I mean, well, of course in Nevada, but like in Montana, you can make porn. You can make porn anywhere.
You can make it anywhere. Actually, I'd like to tell a little story about art. I didn't go to Yale and didn't go to art school, but when I was a fugitive...
You went through Yale.
Yeah, I went through Yale.
And you're a Yale husband.
Husband, right. But when I was a fugitive from American justice, I went to Italy, to my home country. And I wanted to rent an apartment, so I found this beautiful apartment. It was like a 4-bedroom apartment overlooking Santa Margarita Bay. And there was a little old lady there, dressed in black, about 4'5", and her husband had died 40 years before. And she took me up the steps, and she took me into the apartment, and it was beautiful. It was like incredible. There were angels and clouds and devils and it looked like it had just been painted. So I said to her, who is the artist? This is amazing work. And she looked up at me. She says, artist? What are you talking about? I said, I mean, who? The artist who painted it. Oh, every house painter in the world in Italy could paint this. I said, what? I said, what about Michelangelo? He was one of the better house painters who became famous. And I thought, man, I'm so cool and hip from Los Angeles. And she's telling me the guy's a house painter? And she was serious.
Well, the houses in Italy painted so beautifully, They have
Whole village there is that way.
And they have these, what do they have? Windows? They paint on things that are fake, that aren't really there. Like, to fool the tourists or the enemy?
To make sure that they wanted to look rich, so they painted all these beautiful things on these buildings, and
So art is about a lot of artifice, right? And yet also it can be very real, and porn's like that too, I guess. It's as a quote that I from your book about porn that I tweeted today, something about how it's also fake and you know it, and it's almost boring that it's so fake, but yet it's so real.
But porn only exists when there's a camera.
I guess so. Otherwise, I guess that's the difference between porn and sex, right?
If there's no camera and it's not public, it's not porn.
Well,
but if you're fucking somebody in the ass at home, it's okay.
Right, I guess that's sex. You know, that's what makes it porn, is the camera, is the cellular.
The camera makes it porn.
Okay.
Do you know, guys? Did you know that, guys? No camera, no porn. Porn, you got, you know, camera.
So what about the Yale world?
It was really boring, I guess. I mean,
you went as penance.
No, I mean, they let me in, and they gave me a big loan, so I felt like I should go to this school. It's good. But I feel like everyone there was really... they came in the front door to do the thing that they came out when they went out. You know, like, I feel like
a lot
of other college people, they come in and the next thing you know, they're a steamboat captain or they move to India and become a philosopher. You know, like, it attracts weird people and they just end up doing all kinds of different things. Whereas I feel like what happened at Yale is people came in to go to business school and then they came out and went to business school. And it was such a huge gamble in their life to do that it was really hard for them to do anything other than what they had been trained to do.
Well, so. They're us. All Yaleys, you know.
True, yeah. A little small club.
There is.
Loan paid off.
So how does Yale... Did you ever go to Sex Week at Yale?
Sex Week at Yale, I think, came about after I left.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was because I left.
Right.
They had to do it.
But you haven't been invited back as a... porn star artist.
I have not.
Well, maybe I can get you invited.
Okay.
If you want to have a boring week, you know, back at Yale.
Yeah. There's a place I go to eat there, and they remember me.
Yeah.
One day I got a sandwich on two cookies instead of bread because they were out of bread.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty much
the
only
people. Give them a plug. Claire's?
What was
Maury's?
Book Trader. Yep. They'll give you a sandwich on two giant soft cookies, and it'll be good. And if you eat it, then for 10 years afterwards, they'll keep talking about it.
Wow. Well, I got to go back there. Sex Week at Yale is going to be 2012. So you should go there sometime, Misty.
I would love to.
Yeah. So, alt porn.
Yes.
Yes. Are you doing anything lately in alt porn?
I've really been focusing on my site more. I don't know. I guess I feel like alt porn for me is like a typecast. And I feel like I... would like to work for any company that hire me. Like, if I have tattoos, what does it matter? Like you said, with the internet, it's completely changed. People who buy mainstream porn can like tattoos just as much. Like, I've worked for like Penthouse and Zero Tolerance, and I really like it because in alt porn, it was like I had to fill a stereotype, kind of, because of the image they want to convey. But there, it was like I had tattoos, but I wasn't the punk rock chick or the, you know, like, any of those things, because I'm really not. Like, I just sit at home, play video games, and, you know, I went
video
to school
games.
And I don't really do anything.
You should do a video game porn.
Oh, I have for my site.
Oh. Maybe you want to play Dungeons and Dragons with him.
I totally will if he wants me.
You can totally come by.
I have a 20-sided fuzzy die in my car.
Awesome. How do you read it?
Well, it's just for looks, really.
No.
It's made
so
with the triangles.
Just, it's fake. It's, you know,
it's like
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, well, fine.
It's not even a real die.
It's to remind
it's
me.
Like softcore.
It's softcore 20-sided
die. That's the hotel version.
It's very demanding. Wow. So we have some hors d'oeuvres being prepared here on the burlesque side of the stage. Very interesting. These are mangoes. Mango, Malaika Millions. What are we doing here?
This is for those who are maybe afraid of pornography.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, there
it's
are a lot of
like
people
marijuana
like that.
Gets you into all the other drugs. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. I guess burlesque kind of is the entry
gateway,
drug.
Yes.
Gateway drug.
Gateway drug.
For the sex industry.
I see.
So I know that I had...
Totally feel you.
I had tons of fear around something I had desired my entire life.
Sex.
Well, actually, pussy.
Oh.
Aha. And so,
pussy.
You know, when I really started getting the swing of things, I thought I'd help other people out. So I was producing shows, and I love performing, but I grew tired of the hierarchy of performer audience.
Yes.
And I knew that everybody desires to perform, you know.
I'm tired of it, too. I've been, like, standing above everybody now, so I want you to do whatever you're going to do with the mango.
I started creating interactive games. I do interactive installation comedy art as well as interactive kind of performance art.
But these are
art.
Not kiddie games.
So this is part of the mango pussy eating demonstration. And
it's,
if you...
This is well,
to tell
circumcised
you the truth,
mango pussy.
Well, you know, you've got a little clit here.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was so funny, too. This one time this lesbian was telling me how she couldn't handle... She hated mango. I was like, are you kidding me? Mango's like the closest texture to pussy as far as, you know, the experience goes. So, yeah, I would do this show called Get Your Gay On.
Although oysters are kind of pussy-like.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
Get Your Gay On.
But not the right flavor, though.
No, well...
And you don't have to swallow mango whole. Fishy, you have to swallow oysters whole. And to enjoy the mango.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's very... Yeah, the mango is more lickable. That's true.
Juicy.
Juicy,
yeah,
right.
Super juicy.
Like a pussy should be.
Right. Mm. So I brought a tray of mango pussy in case anybody wanted to demonstrate.
And how does the demonstration go?
Well, we put a little bit of music on.
Okay.
And maybe we get some volunteers maybe to come up with you. And
a volunteer?
Perhaps you could give critique or... Well, not even critique, encouragement, positive affirmation even.
Yes, of their mango licking technique.
Their mango pussy eating demonstration.
Right, okay. Okay, and so you're going to come up here with the mango?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we have any audience volunteers?
Well, let's have an audience volunteer, shall we? Ella Darling looks very eager. Hello, Ella. Yes, yes, say hello. Say hello into Misty's microphone. For
anybody
a
else?
Hello, darlings.
Oh. Hello, Ella, darling. Yes, you look lovely tonight. Yes, you do. And you're currently, you're the kind of go-between, the alt porn section here and the burlesque section, which I'm hoping will somehow find some integration in some fashion.
By the end of the night, I'm going to be banging all of the girls, so
all right.
Come together.
That's what I like to hear.
Like
okay,
to
so, okay. But what about our guest of honor here?
That is such an evil question. I'm going to be filming. Then it's porn.
With his long, hard lens.
Unfortunately, I just don't play with penises, but you can watch and I'll hug you afterwards. And
maybe,
I'll totally be your bro.
That
wait
is
a
totally
maybe
they not could have what a, is in my contract.
Maybe
when
they
I showed
could
up
have actually
morning.
A little competition.
It's not what I heard.
All I ever
it's
promised
unfair.
You was a Triceratops.
And where is it?
I saw those tweets.
I have a Triceratops sticker, and I've started creating actually a little piece of art for you around that Triceratops sticker. But I wanted to bring you a plastic.
Like it's a sticker that you put on your Triceratops.
No,
like
it's a sticker.
Like if this Triceratops is rocking, don't.
I have a whole bunch of dinosaur stickers, and I found the Triceratops, and I wanted to bring you a plastic toy.
No one knows what we're talking about.
It's okay. They don't need to.
I know what they're talking
so
about.
So on Twitter,
it's got something to
I
do
asked
with horns.
This darling boy to bring me a copy of his book, and he said, "What do I get?" And I said, "Monetary compensation equal to the value of your book." And he was like, "I want a dinosaur." And I was like, "Fucking done. Okay." And
now I'm getting a dinosaur sticker.
Well, I know. So I wanted to bring...
Same.
Well, I have plastic dinosaurs, but then you got all
that's
fucking
like porn
specific.
Versus sex. That's like giving him a DVD instead
yeah.
of...
Well, then
you
he
know,
got
the
all prissy and demanding.
The actual
wanted,
mango, you know?
He wanted a fucking Triceratops. He got very specific. He wanted a Triceratops, so I was
right,
like,
right.
Okay. I could bring him... I have plenty of plastic dinosaurs.
The problem is there aren't many books except for this one, I think, right
it's
in,
true.
In this building at
as
the moment.
Far as I'm so... Concerned. I have a Triceratops piece of art that I'm making just for you, but it's not done yet, and I could bring you, like, I could totally bring you a T-Rex dinosaur if you just wanted a dinosaur, and I could bring you the sticker of a Triceratops, but neither of those things really feel like they
don't knock yourself out so bad.
So I have a very awesome kick-ass Triceratops piece of art that I'm making just for you in exchange for a book, which eventually... the next time I see you, I'm going to give you, and you're going
to
love it.
I think what we have to do, both of us, is appeal to the Tin House Press people.
Yeah, they'll probably give you both.
That sounds good to me.
Send them, I'm so excited.
I actually
they probably will want like a mastodon or something.
I feel the tension. I think they should have a mango pussy eating competition. Cameras right there.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah,
okay. I absolutely cannot do that because I can't eat anyone's pussy unless I know their favorite song, and mangoes don't have favorite songs.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Oh, I think with Malika, they probably
It's called the lime and the coconut.
Malika, these mangoes have a song.
Like, dude,
they have a favorite song. These
that
mangoes.
Would be terrible. That would be an awful... No, you can't really do that.
Oh, come
okay.
on.
All right, Malika, you distribute your mangoes as you see fit. I mean, somebody should come up here or somewhere, right?
Okay.
Come on up.
I didn't hear you. Your was what? Triceratops what?
I tried to whisper into his ear.
Oh,
I really
no
do
whispering.
Have a cool triceratops that I'm making.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's cool.
For the fuck of it. But
sure? That's awesome.
I'm totally
not doing that. I'm going to watch.
Here, come on up here. Come on up here. Come into the light. He's going to watch. He's shy. He's a porn star. Alt porn. And a Yaley. That's the Yale side of him that's hiding in the stacks.
Are you going to need that microphone over there?
Yes. I need someone to help me unwind the microphone. Unwind the microphone. I'm going to sit comfortably on the divan. Okay.
We need the microphone up there.
Microphone. We need microphone. We need microphone.
Pam, you want to hold the microphone for her? Susie, you want to put Evie away?
You know what? I could put Evie away at this point. Who can put Evie away for me? Because she might eat all the mango. Okay, yeah. She'll come out again later. Okay. Okay, turn on the microphone. Somehow the microphone's not on.
Is it on?
There it is.
Maybe the song Bad, Bad, Bad. Steve Komen, wonderful musician.
Oh, hey.
Y'all hear that back there in Master Control?
Okay. We got the music.
So I don't know if you're able to do a close-up here, but I think you should focus on these two ladies. They're very experienced at the whole mango pussy eating.
Okay.
And
who's
you
this
want
young
to demonstrate
lady here?
Is the licking motions, maybe. Maybe you
Ella?
Even want to go... Okay, and go! Gotta hold it down towards the cat.
Wow. They're both licking very sensuously, I would say. Not too hard, and... Little tongue.
Feel can I call dibs on the redhead? I like your technique.
Now, I'm not sure who this is, this one over here. Oh, and you're doing it too. Now we have the music. Yeah, okay. I think we need a shot from this angle. Let's get a camera from this angle here. No? Because this
delicious.
Is where they're really licking it. Yeah. You really like mangoes, don't you? And show a little leg while
nutritious
you.
And delicious.
Yeah. Look at that. Oh, yeah. This is a, you know, like an instructional video, I guess, for Christians.
There's just so many ways to do it. You just need to practice at home.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have anybody to show me how
Ella
until
it came
time.
Ella is very passionate. Ella is really eating up her mango. And who's this
so
over here?
So anybody watching at home?
Claire?
Get yourself
Claire
a little half
also
piece
really
of mango.
Eating up her mango.
You know, slit it just right.
Lesbian mangoes.
And you too
Claire.
Can practice at home.
Oh, Claire.
Wow.
I'm a third-wave feminist. I believe in empowering people's sexuality. No shame. It should be delicious and fun.
It is delicious and fun. Did you want to comment on your mango here? Can you bring the microphone over here?
I have to say, the mango, while white, delicious, is not as tasty as pussy. And also, when I eat pussy, it's not just about having... a slit in a piece of delicious fruit.
Yeah.
It's about a beautiful, sensuous clitoris that I can explore with my tongue.
Yeah.
And massage and flick my tongue all over and just... It's all... For me, it's all about the clit, and I do a little bit of tongue fucking when I go down on a girl, but... Ultimately, it's about the clit, and I feel like this mango is just lacking a clitoris.
Because you ate it, I think.
Well, I tried to, like, imagine that there was one there. There just wasn't a satisfactory clitoris element.
No, so I understand.
I tried to approach it as though it had one. It just, this particular mango doesn't have a clitoris that I can
anymore,
focus on.
Right. Or the lips, either. You've licked it, you've sort of given it a female circumcision treatment there.
Oh, but, my goodness.
But yummy.
Well, my deepest apologies.
No, it's okay.
That's,
I think the mango's...
a war crime as far as I'm concerned.
The mango doesn't care at this point because it was already cut up. But I would like to hear, Claire.
Amen to the clitoris.
Amen and
she
women.
She needs lots of attention.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes, to the clitoris. Yes, to the clitoris.
Susie, I also love to, I'm always experimenting, as we all should be, with new and innovative ways to encourage people to explore. I believe that a woman's body is highly, highly symbolic in the most empowering kind of ways. And just coming... to that. Well, may I ask you a professional question? I need your professional opinion first off before I do the next demonstration.
I can't put on my doctor's coat, but yes. Go ahead. Yo, here we go. Yeah.
Is this a little lowbrow?
Oh.
Do you think that you could qualify this as a little lowbrow? I believe in the lowbrow, don't you?
There. Yes, yes.
So my next quick demonstration, so we can move on to our other guests. It's my new prototype. I like to have new interpretations of things. I'd love your opinion.
Yes, I'm here to...
Highly educational.
...give my educational, professional opinion, absolutely. Whoa, I think Freud would be very, very impressed. Yes, yes, Mommy. Oh, absolutely. Look at that.
So this way people can practice, see?
Those of you who are listening,
it's something they can relate
radio,
to somewhere they've been before.
You really have to see this.
Let's try it on the ladies.
These are pasties that are baby bottle.
Come on. Don't be shy.
Suckers.
Go for it. Go for it.
Yeah, suck on those. Like babies.
See?
So cute.
Not bad at all, right, people? It's highly educational. Oh, careful.
Very much so. This
careful.
Is like gateway to porn.
Don't
want to
destroy
something.
Mama.
Right,
thank you very much for
very
letting
passionate.
Me demonstrate my educational tools of my trade.
Yeah, I think that was very impressive. You got to get some of those.
I'm
right?
impressed.
Yeah, you got to get baby bottle nipple pasties.
I got to get something over there.
Got to keep these things under wraps.
Oh, well, not on my account.
Lest they break, though. They're just prototypes at this point.
Oh.
I'll take pointers at any point. I have to improve them.
Art at this point, but I think that you could mass produce those.
Don't you think?
I do, I do.
Right?
I think there's a market for those.
Highly
somehow.
Useful. Very, yes, applicable.
Burlesque. Applicable.
Yeah,
yes.
The word burlesque, actually, a lot of people don't realize it's a verb. It means to make fun of.
Ah.
I think we had some fun.
And is that French? To
yes.
make fun of, yeah.
Yeah, it's a French verb.
Comedy, right,
do.
Right. Well, very good. Okay. You lowbrow.
It is a little lowbrow, I have to admit.
The pussy. Can I feel it? Oh, it's real fur.
Of course. What else do you expect?
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, let's hear it for Malaika Millions and Ella Darling and Claire also. Yes. Very good. Very good. That's spectacular. That was very entertaining and educational. Yes. We'll have you back. You're my liaison. So that was really nice. So, I should give out the phone number in case anybody wants to call us. Our telephone number, if you're in North America, we let you call toll free. That's 1-866-289-7068. And if you're anywhere else in the world, you can call 213-670-0066. And we do accept tweets as well. If you have something to say but you're afraid your voice will be recognized.
And Visa MasterCard.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you don't want to go on the air, then you know, that can be arranged. But if you want to tweet, it's at Radio Susie 1, right? At Radio Susie 1 on Twitter. And Panty Boy is telling me that I look beautiful in that navy and white Lust at Veritas panties.
Yes, you do.
He did notice this. Now, you know, the Yale
Lux at Veritas
insignia, right? The symbol, since we're talking about symbolism, of Yale is light and truth. Right? So, Lux at Veritas. So, the panties are Lust at Veritas. So, shoot the panties. Why are you shooting my face? Oh, you were shooting. There we go.
How many times do
and
you hear a girl
these
say
are,
that?
We have to have a little commercial break, right?
We do?
We have these on sale.
Oh, yeah, we have these on
sale. On the shopping cart in Shopping Heaven.
Yeah, we have these on sale.
DrSusanBlock.com. You just go to the gift shop.
We also have the original ones.
That's a little lowbrow, but what the hell?
Dr. Susie.
Do a commercial. Speaking of lowbrow.
We also have the original ones.
Oh, the original ones.
That we bought the last
six
pairs.
Oh, the Yale panties that are really expensive, though. These are only like $15.
Right.
But we got the last six pairs of actual Yale University panties that we are selling for
$2,500. The reason we're selling them for $2,500.
Because they're used?
No, it's because...
the used ones are $5,000.
The whole,
I hope so.
It's because the whole legal team at Yale wrote to us and said, if you sell these panties, we're going to sue you and get an injunction.
So we have to be able to afford to defend ourselves.
So we said, well, we should go to the trustees then and have a lawsuit. Have a lawsuit on Yale panties.
Your only defense in court will be your sex appeal. You know that.
Well, that'll work. If that works, I'll take it.
And I went through Yale too. I went through the dining room over at Saybrook.
With my beautiful wife, you have spoken out in the Yale Law School.
Law School,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. They kicked me out of there.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. They were very
nice. They
were
all very nice.
Who was that that was doing the presentation?
That was Paul Thomas.
Paul Thomas, see.
He was doing a presentation at Yale. Paul Thomas, the mainstream porn. Would you call that mainstream porn or regular porn?
He's
a porn director. He wins a lot of awards.
Yeah.
And he was doing like a presentation at the Yale Law School. And he presented a little montage of his work. And it was porn, but pretty light. And then suddenly he shows a piercing, kind of alt. But it wasn't like a typical piercing. It was like a knife through a girl's breast.
That's atypical.
Which is, you know, they do that, okay. But yes, look at the eye. I mean, it's a little tough for little Yaleys who are all, like, getting no sleep, and so they're all like, watching this thing. And, of course...
It got shut off.
They shut it off. Well,
they did cut it short.
And they spoke out in the middle of it and said, we must not show this. It's something against women. And then you spoke out and said... Freedom of speech.
I said, fuck you. No,
you
I didn't
go.
Say it that way.
What did you
very,
say?
I just said it was very eloquent.
It's a movie.
It's just a movie. Don't worry about it. Nothing to worry about.
But it got a big discussion going, you know. Sex Week at Yale is a happening thing. You should get involved. Your friend Sasha has.
And by the way, we helped the Yale, actually Dr. Susie, helped the Yale students to start this. And now it's in, many universities have
they need
sex
it
week
over
something.
There.
They do.
They really do.
It's fun, you know, because they are so, as you say, career oriented and, you know, beaten by their parents, not literally usually, but just mentally. And
with cash.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. It's tough. So it's nice to be able to have a special week where you get to just, you know, talk about sex a lot and interact with porn stars and know that there is sex after Yale because there isn't much during it. Although there kind of is. You know, they have naked parties.
It's a kind of... Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is that the naked... They had, like, naked parties, and they had, like, a porn and chicken thing, and I feel like
porn
it was...
Porn and chicken, yes. I spoke there.
They were trying to sort of overcompensate for the fact that they weren't, you know...
Got to do what you can. Really, I'm all about overcompensation. As maybe people in porn are, in a way. I mean, kind of like trying to live your sex life, maybe make up for lost sex, since so many of us are not really allowed to have sex when our hormones start raging, well, and it pents us all up.
My favorite sex at Yale was when little Miss Bush took your camera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Secret Service didn't do anything.
I took a picture of Barbara Bush, you know, and she was hanging out with this guy in a skirt. And so I don't know if she wanted me to, I guess she didn't want me to take the picture because she tried to grab the camera, but I was too fast. And it's on my website.
Whichever one of the Bush girls was there, I was there at the same time as her.
Oh.
And we, like, I knew
Barbara.
People who were friends.
Barbara Bush.
Barbara Jr. Mm-hmm. And everybody always wondered because she would always go to the bars, like, but she was underage, and the Secret Service must have just watched her go in and out. It's weird.
You
always
kind
of, everybody always kind of wonder, where are they and what are they doing? Because there's two bars, period, in the whole town.
Right.
And I remember one time a guy wouldn't let her in.
By the way, there's more bars now.
Yeah.
When you were there was kind of the nadir of New Haven. In a way.
It's moving up in the world.
Yes, it is. It really is. It's like a regular college town now. It's got like 12 bars. Yeah. Fan. You know what? You could take your clothes off. That would be okay if you're hot.
Well, are you hot?
Aren't I?
I think so.
I think
Ella Darling is hot.
I usually am.
Because we're going to have an unusual burlesque in a moment. So let's have like a normal striptease right now with Ella Darling with a little bit of music, perhaps. And while we're getting that ready, I have Panty Boy would like to like the panties the same way as you did with a pussy mango. He would like to lick the panties the way we did with a pussy mango demonstration. Okay, good. That's fun. To have your pussy licked through your panties is very erotic. And here is Miss Ella Darling stepping. Should I get some things off of you? I need some
things.
Help. Yes. Okay. Let's just move this here. We're having a little bit of activity, and these are great shoes. And you are so gloriously tall. You don't need them. I think we'll put the book over here. And get this away, and It's something. Don't complain. We got something. Okay. Yeah, it's cowgirl music. Yeah, go for it. Maybe we should move that microphone. The microphone. Let's pull the microphone. Okay, don't trip over the microphone. Somebody, whoa, yes, that's good, yeah. Ella Darling. Oh, look at that, classic pantyhose. Totally, beautiful. Yes, Ella. Make love to that pole, baby. How many radio shows have a stripper pole? Oh yeah. This is Ella Darling showing it off. This is the tease part of the strip. And there's no more tease, baby. Yeah. Ella Darling. Beautiful natural girl. Tattoos. And hot boots. Woohoo! Yeah! Oh, yeah, baby. And by the way, the music we're listening to is Naked Rhythm. Featured on our Eros Day Orgy for Obama in Live. Oh, yeah. This is a burlesque thing with the stocking. Great. Lovely. Hello, girl. Reminded me that I owe her a spanking. Yeah, yeah, go on, go on. Okay, I need some help from the audience now. Okay, I also need a microphone. I need Pam to... Okay, and let's just move this back onto the stripper pole table, and you may... Yeah, boss me around about how to spank you. I know. I love to be topped from the bottom.
I have a very bad tendency of topping from the bottom, and I think it's an indication that I need to explore my top, my dominant side.
You do, but you'll only get to do that when you're on time.
It's true. So I was late to Dr. Susie's birthday party.
Yes.
For no excusable reason. And she... put me in my place by putting me right over her knee. So I was late tonight because I have an Oregon Trail era, like pioneer era illness. I have whooping cough, which I'm not contagious. I finished my antibiotics, so I can fuck all of you women and not infect you. So no worries at all. But I was late tonight, and I deserve a spanking. And Dr. Susie's going to deliver it to me, so...
So, with that, you may receive your spanking. I think you're going to, unless you want to have the microphone on the side of your ass.
No, I don't want any microphones on my ass.
Okay, so, yeah, we're going to go right across me here. Yeah, that's it. That nice, beautiful butt. And I'm going to need a little help from the audience, okay, for counting, okay? Counting, yes, we should all count at once, please. So, let's see, how old are you?
I am 24 years old. I'm going to be 25 next month.
Okay, well, 12 on each side and one for good luck.
Yes, madam.
Okay, and... I need to hear one or I'll lose track.
One,
two,
three,
four,
five,
six,
seven,
eight,
nine.
Let's have a little of the chinchilla. I didn't buy this, so I know it's not politically correct. It was given to me by a fur fetishist client, so it's okay.
10, 11, 12, 13.
Oops, I think I did too many on this side. Okay.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Nice.
One for good luck. And here's the chinchilla glove. Yes. Doesn't that feel nice?
So nice.
Oh, yes. I think this ass might make it into one of Zach's alt porn films. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
A little bit of an audition or something. All right, bad girl.
I think one more just for good luck.
What was I thinking? That's topping from the bottom, baby. You beautiful girl. You can stay here. Okay. And, what? No water?
Yeah, I burlesque after a spanking is just anticlimactic.
Let's talk for a minute. Okay.
Possibly.
Not really.
As the recipient of the spanking, I am so geared up for some burlesque right now, and you are a hot woman, so...
Thank you. I really enjoyed the spanking. I would consider that to be like the encore, like continue.
Well, we can't keep spanking her. First of all, her ass will get like blistery
it, yeah,
or something
it
if I
so
keep
easily.
It. You know, she needs really to rest her ass.
Okay,
actually.
But if I come up and do burlesque, motherfucker's got to scream.
Scream.
Motherfuckers.
Okay,
and I want to see a hot burlesque girl dance, and so if you guys don't scream, I'm going to be really upset. So you better fucking make her happy in about a minute here.
Thank you very much.
I'm on your side, and if you're not satisfied, then I will scream on behalf of all of them.
All right.
So,
I want to hear you scream.
We're going to scream. We're ready to scream.
We're ready.
You beautiful girl. I love you. Okay, so Tanya K is going to ascend the stage. Tanya K, the magical child, is going to perform for us. She is a vegan, and she is magical. You like her? She's a vegan. That's an applause.
I'm not a vegan.
Is that better for pussy eating? Is she going to taste more like a mango that
way? Oh, fucking A. I'm just a vegetarian. I'm not a vegan, but I applaud
I'm
your...
I'm a raw vegan.
Oh, my God.
She's almost there.
I'm a raw vegan.
Raw.
The vegetarians unite. Vegetarians unite.
Yeah.
We got some in the audience.
Woo.
She's highbrow.
I'm the only ones here.
I like carrots.
She likes carrots.
For
we don't know what
purposes,
for.
Right? Yeah.
Cucumbers are better.
Okay.
It's against the law. Cucumbers, vegetables, any insertion into the vagina that's vegetable.
In the U.S. or Canada?
When I think of pussy, I think of avocados. I'm sorry.
You didn't know that? Yeah, absolutely. Totally against the law. No veggies in there.
Well, paint my ass red and call me a bonobo.
I'm not sure if that's legal. But
bonobo, raw vegan.
The magical child.
Kelly, where'd you put the water?
Water. We need...
Water.
Mayim. De l'eau. Water. Water. Do we see Kelly? Or do we need to get water somehow?
I told her to make me find it.
Okay.
But I didn't know it would be like an Easter egg hunt.
You know, Ella is very, very helpful. And is this enough water?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
I might have a tendency to top from the bottom, but I'm still
you're very
on the
helpful.
Bottom.
Well, you
how much water do you need?
You're proactive.
I
look
have
at
a,
this lovely red ass.
I have a bucket of water.
A bucket of water.
Baby, I
right
got
there,
you.
Right there.
Rita, too.
Okay.
Nope.
A bucket. Oh, here we have a pitcher. How about a pitcher?
It's a black bucket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the black bucket?
Where's Kelly?
Oh, my God, the fiasco. Where's the...
bucket of water.
Where's the bucket of water?
Oh, my gosh!
Oh,
and I will
is.
Keep that. That.
Okay. All right, here we go.
As well.
This is Tanya K. Hmm.
Do you need it?
You want to hold that?
What should I do with this bucket of water?
Uh-oh.
Whatever you want me to do with it, I will do. And then I will do whatever you want me to do after that. So you tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
Let me think.
Okay.
Let me think about it.
Okay, but let Pam hold the microphone so that we can hear everybody. So, where are we at? Who's going?
You can wait on this stool.
You have to move forward with her so that she's when keep
until the perfect moment.
Would it be better if I just leave it on the stool and evacuate? Because I can do that.
Evacuate.
Whatever you want me to do.
Sure. Yeah, you can leave it on the stool.
Evacuate.
I'm getting out of the way.
Not as dangerous as last time, Sue.
Okay. Wonderful.
Last time was fantastic.
It was beautiful.
It was.
Who here saw all those sparks?
Yeah.
Wow,
that's
why that replayed over and over again.
That was hot.
that
was really hot.
And it was pretty hot from this side, too.
Yeah.
Literally, like it gets
that
hot.
That woman
sure
knows how to
does.
Use a power tool. She really does.
Okay,
can I have some music?
Music?
Yeah.
Where's the music? Maestro. Music maestro.
Okay. Is this
It'll
you
be
need
here
this?
Soon.
Or?
Just so you know.
Go ahead.
I don't mind.
I'm just trying to get out of the way. But
because it's getting so hot
out
recently.
Yeah. Very hot.
It's like, I thought I moved to L.A. for the perfect weather. But we all know it gets hot.
ladies and gentlemen, cat calls.
Whoa, look at that toast spread. Chippy. Very nice. That arch. That's what you get when you eat your vegetables. Hey, the coming on, coming's Tanya K. So good looking, babe. She's looking good now. Tanya has ascended the best. Wallace. Whoa. Venus on the half shell rising up from the waters.
Pour it all over your head.
Happy solstice.
Why not?
Yeah.
Happy solstice.
There you go. Oh, that feels good. Yeah, right down that butt crack.
Happy solstice.
With the very skimpy little thong panties. All those raw vegetables, you can have a body like that. Yeah. Candy cane. The magical child. Girls. Whenever you're ready to do something with those lollipops.
I know. I need to unwrap them first.
Yeah. You don't. You know. Don't.
I'll get to it.
We only got a few more minutes.
Yes.
Unwrap those pops.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone should get their lollipops.
I need scissors.
Yeah.
Or something sharp.
Something sharp. Okay.
I have scissors. Yep.
Oh, and I want to give you all little prizes for being so good.
Thanks.
You get a Screaming O cock ring. Do you like to wear cock rings?
You know.
You do, or you have, or you will.
I'm going to try it now.
Yeah, it's cool.
I highly recommend it.
Especially good for the girls. Have you worn yours out?
Well, the dude wears one.
Oh, is that how it works?
I mean, I have a big cock and all, but I don't like wearing rings.
Do you have a clit ring?
A clit ring.
Okay. No,
I have a fingo.
What does it do?
It glows in the dark. I'm sure you can use it in your
I'll put it somewhere dark then.
Yeah, yeah. Take it out and I'm sure you'll figure out something to do with it. And of course, you must have worn out your pocket rocket by now.
Oh, yeah, months ago.
Oh,
red
yes,
is my
absolutely.
Favorite color.
And I got to see this lollipop thing before I decide what you get.
Okay.
And here we go. Lollipop, lollipop.
Look what
you
got.
And we're doing our
pocket
shots.
Rocket.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes, very good. Okay, we're doing our agua shots now, which is one of the rituals of the womb room here. Those of you who are new virgins at the speakeasy, don't put it away. This is Katie Kins, who is... Did you do it yet?
Yeah.
You should do another one, though. Okay, so we can demonstrate.
Nice boobies.
So, because Zach is kind of like a cultural anthropologist. He sometimes writes about strange rituals that go on in different, you know, substratas.
I have a Sharpie. Do you want to write it on her body?
So... so now that would you got the salt. Okay, so you put the salt on a body part. First you get it wet, right?
First we need agua.
You need agua. Okay. Here's the agua. Where is Pam? Pam, can you please get the agua?
Everybody talking to your microphones,
some
please.
Some glasses here.
Hi.
Talking to your microphones.
I'm doing it.
Thank you. Do it. Do it.
Oh,
do
they
it,
mean
baby.
The green
do
stuff.
It, do
never
it.
Mind.
Right. This is the green stuff. This is agua cocoa leaf liqueur, which is perfectly legal, even though it is made from the cocoa leaf. So now you have your salt or on there?
I have my salt.
You have your salt, but you need your agua. Okay, so we need a shot for her. Okay? And then you put the salt on the body part and lick it lustily.
Can I lick salt?
Mmm. Yes. Beautiful. There we go. A little green glass for you. And so have we done the demonstration yet?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I need a demo.
Okay, we need a demo for the people who haven't done it yet. Okay.
And you all have to talk into your microphones, otherwise it's not pornography.
And Misty Dawn is very graciously supplying her lovely mammaries.
I'm a like a
I need to take clothes off. This isn't going to work.
This is an eating show, an eating and drinking show. It's a
They're my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, those are beautiful. I wish I had stuff like that.
You have on a great outfit tonight. Look at
Whoa.
You.
I tried to go burlesque.
You did. You succeeded. That is definitely classic burlesque. Look at you. With white panties.
Judy. My God. Oh.
And Judy has her bra. It's down to her bra.
So first you need to lick the
Zach is licking his lollipop very professionally.
People do this for a job.
Nice work if you can get it.
I'm going to laugh hysterically
exactly
if I see that behind you.
Panty Boy says, red hair, pair of lovely, fragrant panties. Red hair. I'm not sure if that's Misty and Judy. Red hair. Okay, maybe you. Do you have
Panty
on some
Boy's
nice
sort
panties?
Of a poet.
Yeah, he is. He certainly is. I think he's... from the Arab world, but I'm not quite sure.
I'll hold her skirt.
Look at this old-fashioned look that Judy Luck has here. Wow. This is a cool but very contempo.
Yeah.
Look at those little panties. Yo, Panty Boy. Oh, Panty Boy. Whoa. Panty Boy, you're going to just cream over these. These are like classic. They look like Dita Von T's panties or something. They're very... What are they? How would you describe them? Malaika, how would you describe those panties?
If Mae West was a fashion designer.
Yes. Yes, they're kind of Mae Westy, but yeah.
I mean, tacky.
They're very cute. They're like ivory and black lace and tiny and cute. Okay. And now the lollipop trick.
I know, right?
Right. The What happened?
Everything.
I'm just
nothing.
Really clumsy.
Oh, okay.
It's my fault.
We
Let's pretend nothing happened.
Bring back the lollipop
chip. No, we do need to clean that up, though. Okay. Everyone's getting excited. You see, this happens sometimes at this point. And then danger is
Misty's boobs came out and just...
Right. And Ella's boobs
Judy's
are
boobs.
All around. And Judy's
oh,
boobs.
Yeah.
Boobs came
yeah.
out.
Judy has boobs.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at those little lippies. Oh, that's so cute. That is really unbelievable.
unbelievably adorable. Yes. We've got an all-natural night going here anyway, even though it's not totally all porn. Interesting. No fake ones.
Everybody talking to your microphones, please?
Okay.
Hi.
Hey. All right, so where are we at here?
Okay, so you just said to me.
So Judy messaged me on Facebook, and I was like, wait, tomorrow? Fuck, did my husband schedule a shoot tomorrow? When am I going to see this girl tomorrow? Is it going to be on Dr. Susie's show? Did I arrange to meet her to have beautiful sex with her? Am I just, because I'm sick right now, so I'm very spacey.
Right. I can tell you're on antibiotics.
I'm on antibiotics. I'm a space case. So I was like, fuck, I don't know. And then I realized that she was going to be here, and I was just so thrilled. And then I looked over just 2 seconds ago, and I saw these lips on her nipples, and I was like, whoa, that's an invitation.
Yes, so look at those.
I just told her to...
Just no exchange of body fluids while she's got whooping cough.
No. I'm actually completely...
Right.
Yeah, you're not going to catch anything from me. But yeah, no body fluids.
You have to
fluids.
Go to
I'm
AIM
just going
to
eat her tits.
Okay. You're going to eat her tits. Okay. So while you're doing that, I would like to ask Zach a sort of anthropological type question.
More than three.
Okay. Get yourself squared away there, right? Okay. And so, you know, girls, Zach, girls. I mean,
yes.
We got you on with all
That's
these girls.
Don't
get distracted.
No, concentrate. So, I mean, it's all porn, it's stripping, it's burlesque, it's regular porn, it's webcamming. Is this a trend, or is this just the way it is when women aren't so very, 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 very repressed, and the way it will be? Or is it just a trend, like Weimar Berlin was just a thing that happened between the wars? Is this just because of the recession?
You're asking me if, like, Nazis are coming, like, in 5 years?
I hope not. We thought they were here with the Bushes.
Actually, the Nazis are here.
The Nazis are
we
here.
We live in the most advanced form of fascism the world has ever known. We can't even go to the beach at night, okay?
Yeah.
We can't smoke a cigarette. Mm. We can't drink a beer. So you talk about fascism, the Nazis has nothing on us.
The we're political
all,
correct.
Yeah, we are all volunteers to the oppression. Mm. That's right.
Is that the same thing?
Same thing.
I don't know.
And they take away. They're taking away.
What about all these girls? What is
I
that
think
all
in 12
about?
Years, every girl will get a webcam for her 13th birthday.
Every
and
girl.
Just be always on, and they'll and that's just how people will make money. Like,
and that's the only way
I'm
we'll save ourselves.
Not saying that's a good
ourselves.
Thing, but I think that's pretty much the direction
just,
that we're headed.
We're not.
Like,
it sounds like a monster to me.
That's a great
here's
thing.
A credit card thing. And go. And then
so Zach, what you're saying is all of our generation's children are all going to be on porn webcams?
I mean, why wouldn't everybody?
Yeah,
so
you. Maybe not all porn.
You can
porn.
Have money brushing your teeth.
Some of
topless,
it. Exactly.
Right?
Like, blowing up a balloon.
I could totally just be like guylickslollipop.com. I could make more than $0 doing this.
I would,
yeah.
I would actually.
All I need to do. Right?
You know what? It's quite entertaining. I would actually watch it.
Zach licks a
right. Everyone will have some webcam.
Zach, you said something earlier on the show about how alt directors try and make porn more artsy. And I was curious. Well, you said they're more trying to make...
For the sake of argument, I'll say I said it.
Okay.
I might
My question
that.
Is, have you seen any of Jack the Zipper's films? And I believe you may have been in one.
I was never in a Jack film... But Kimberly Kane.
Zach, could you talk into your microphone?
Yes,
I'm sorry. Kimberly Kane used to go out with him, so I've
yes,
seen him because of that. Because we're friends.
Okay.
So
I was just curious
what
you thought of Jack the Zipper's films, because his are quite different from a lot of the alt.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, they're, like, if a movie tries to be porn and ambitious, then I guess it's alt porn.
Most
porn's not very ambitious.
I have a
now,
question.
A lot of times they're ambitious and they fail, and they end up looking just like lots of other movies. But if the person was like, I have a script, that's usually a sign right there.
I have
a script.
Zach, I have a question, Zach.
Okay.
Okay.
Max Hardcore.
Well, okay. Let's set the question.
I was in an elevator with him, and he was there with... It was a girl I was going out with, and I think somebody who was staying with him, and he whistled a nasty little song the whole time we were in the elevator. Didn't talk to us or say hi. He just whistled a creepy song.
Mm.
like, for 5-8 floors in Vegas. Like, who does that? Like, who gets into an elevator with you, doesn't say hi, doesn't be like, oh, and just kind of sings a little song about your girlfriend's tits and looks around for 8 floors.
That's really creepy.
It was really weird.
Probably a filmmaker.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah. I guess. But, yeah. I mean, that's my feeling on Max. He did that.
Should he go to prison?
She'd go to prison.
Just for singing a little song.
He was so creepy that I feel like, you know, I would defer to the girl. I'd be like, should that guy go to prison?
Who was the girl?
It was Mandy Morbid. Mm. And I think Audacia Rae was in there, too. But, yeah.
Interesting.
So I would ask them. Like, based on his elevator behavior, is this a guy who should be... This is his elevator pitch for going to prison or not.
Interesting. You know, Sasha Gray at Yale said he should go to prison.
And... I mean, really,
Wait a minute. Yeah. Right after I got out of prison.
Mm. Right.
So I said, Sasha, you should go to prison for a while.
I feel like Sasha...
What are you, a fucking Nazi?
In an all-women's prison, I just feel like, would that be punishment for Sasha? This is
yeah.
a good question.
Yeah.
It would be a punishment.
Yeah.
When she's on her fucking knees with handcuffs behind her.
She kind of likes that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
on her
like
handcuffs behind her, that sounds like, you know, a Thursday night.
That's
for
just
Sasha.
Fun. That's fun.
That's when you want to do it.
She's
it's
never
a whole
been
different
there.
Thing when it's
I
not.
I've been there.
My best friend's parents.
And when you say that another pornographer should go to prison, and when you accuse him of rape at Yale, it bugs me.
I don't know the guy, really.
Yeah,
I was
I
in
do.
The elevator with him.
Yeah.
Well, you know him, and I don't, so you have me to disadvantage. Yeah. I don't know about Sasha. I don't know how well she knows him.
Not very well. She wasn't accusing him. She was just saying that maybe he had done something to some women and that he deserved to be in prison, even if it wasn't because of the porn he was making.
Oh, it was this way. If the rumors are true, he should. If they're not, he shouldn't.
Well, yeah, but you
well,
see, people shouldn't
be
put in prison on account of rumors.
No, people have to
I'm saying,
yeah.
if they're true,
yeah.
you know.
If they're true.
But they weren't
true.
True.
They're definitely
true.
Prison-y things. But
right.
if they're not true, then
right.
he shouldn't.
But
right.
I guess
not.
That all rumors are not, whether they have evidence beyond
right.
a reasonable doubt.
The point is that what he was convicted of was not those things that we're talking about. He was not convicted
right.
of rape. He was not convicted of any kind of molestation. He was convicted of making porn that
political porn
made some
right.
people grossed out, I guess. It was
just
making
like
some
licking
porn
toilets.
That, you know, a lot of people didn't like.
Yeah.
And it's
and
you
for
know,
another pornographer
wrong
to say they should be in prison, that's a Nazi. Yeah.
I'll tell her you said that.
I told her. I told her a year.
I'll remind her.
Remind her, please.
In fact...
Max is after her.
You want to text her?
Yeah. Put her on the air. Put her on the air.
If you could call her, that would be even better. We'll say hi.
I hope she answers.
Yeah,
well,
me too.
That'd be fun. Yeah, maybe she will. You know?
Okay, we're
after
trying
all,
to reach Sasha Gray.
She's been in,
Sasha
I guess,
Gray?
Some scenes with Zach. She's a friend.
Yes, you're great.
Yeah, actually, I just want to say something real quick. The one thing that I don't like about what Sasha mentioned and Sasha commented on is
yeah.
the fact that he has not been convicted of anything.
Right. Yeah.
And she said
yeah.
that, yes, he should be in prison. Now, her reasoning behind that I also found flaw with. I did not like the way that she said that he should go to prison because he made these girls do all these things. And it's based on assumption,
yeah.
not anything else, not any
and
finite
rumor.
Evidence
rumor.
Or anything. It's a rumor,
mm.
which is totally... It's an invalid and in, it's it has
and
no weight.
Yeah, on
let's talk for a second about what
yeah,
this does to
I'm
our culture
on,
because they take people. They always take people.
He has
not phone. Like Sasha, but like Max Hardcore, who are kind of creepy, and they say you don't care what happens to this guy if we hang him, right?
On the radio.
And they say,
so
yeah, hang
know.
Him.
Okay,
okay.
I got her voicemail.
Oh, you
I was
got
just
her
telling
voicemail.
Her that you
oh,
guys
okay.
were all talking about her.
All right.
Her
well,
ears are burning.
Go ahead. You say something.
Suddenly we have a statement here. Yes.
I just want to say that
yes.
everybody loses sight of the fact that anybody has the ability to say no. It's,
yeah.
It's
but have you
no,
met some people? Some people don't understand that the word no exists.
Well, those people are, yeah. I mean, if you don't pay attention to no, then you are kind of a rapist, right?
I have a question.
The girls don't.
So yeah, I was gonna say, you know, some ladies feel that like they're obligated to, or have to, or have put themselves
but
in a situation.
That's
you're
not
you're
rape,
paralyzed
that's
to
just
be a woman in porn with an opinion.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yeah.
If someone feels that they aren't incapable of saying no, and so they do something because they feel like they are, like they just don't have the personal power to say that they object to it, if they do something despite that,
yeah,
is it necessarily anybody else's fault to a criminal degree that they didn't say no?
Not technically.
Because it's not... I mean, I'm not saying that it's cool to have someone who doesn't have
some
the
personal strength. Some directors will say, if you don't do this, I'll make sure you never work again.
Yeah, well, that's not cool. I'm not saying that's okay. That's bullshit. That's unacceptable, and they should be, you know, that's not cool. But right. At the same time, like, I know that if a director told me that, I, as a woman, as a person, I have the personal strength to say, fuck
no.
You, I don't care. If
right.
you want me to do
exactly.
something I don't want
to
do, I'm not
going to
do it.
Yeah.
And just because you say that I'm never going to work, like, you can say I'm never going to work again, and that's shitty on your behalf, and that's bullshit,
and, you
and
tweet
that's
about
not
that.
Okay. I'm not
oh,
saying
yeah.
it's okay for him to say that. I'm
and
not
blah.
Saying that it's okay on any behalf. But is it okay to prosecute somebody criminally because they told someone that I'm never going to let
no,
you work again.
No,
do this.
It's not
and
okay.
It's really, I mean, I don't think it's okay. I don't think it's cool. I think it's a really shitty situation
if you
want to even
legality,
weigh in
like,
on.
That's blackmail. That's technically illegal.
Well, absolutely. And you know what? Absolutely. And they should pursue criminal charges against him for blackmail. But
and is it okay to slander people without any evidence, without any conviction?
Slander by definition is illegal. I'm not talking about slander. I'm just saying that if somebody, if like as a pornographic performer, as a female in the porn industry, and I'm not alt porn, I'm not burlesque, I'm not, I do porn. I am
hot.
A porn star. Mm-hmm. If I go to a set and the director tells me, you have to do this act, and if I say, I'm not comfortable doing that, and they say, well, if you don't do it, you're never going to work again, then, like, they could say you're never going to work again, or they could say if you don't do this, then 10,000 unicorns are going to come and attack you in your sleep. They could say anything.
Yeah.
But as an individual and as an actual, like, as a self-actualized person, I'm going to say, that's cool. If you think I'm never going to work again if I don't do that, then I respect your opinion,
and
but...
And you know what, Max? That's right. They do that in Hollywood all
they
the time.
They do that in Hollywood.
But you know what?
A lot of
they
times,
do that
directors,
at
directors
they
ask
do it all
to
over
do
the
things.
World.
But
they
to imply that
doing.
By him saying that, I, like, can't possibly doubt him. I can't possibly say, you know, you can say I'm never going to work again, but I'm going to say, fuck you, I don't care,
let
and
me,
I'm
going to
walk off, and I'm going to work again anyway because I'm strong enough.
We're out of time.
You just need a
fuck.
You just need a rebirth,
honey.
Yeah. Yeah. We do. Rebirth.
Everybody can be rebirthed
let me,
there.
I feel like to imply that Max Hardcore told me that I couldn't ever work again if I didn't do something, to say that I, like, when he says that, I'm not capable of saying, well, fuck you, I'm going to not do it anyway, is to really take away from, the my personal strength. Like, it's infantilizing to me, and it's patronizing, and it's bullshit. Like, I am a strong, independent
you
woman.
You are so strong,
and
we're
I can
keeping
say
you going
no,
over time.
No matter what.
We got
and it's bullshit.
Let me just...
My beautiful Ella with the whooping voice.
Let me just...
You're right.
Let me just end this. As the most prosecuted publisher in this country, and I spent 3.5 years in prison, when someone in my line of work says that another person should be in prison, I say, you go to prison for 3.5 fucking years, Sasha.
Mm.
And don't you fuck up like that all the time. And then play that fucking game.
She was saying he should be in prison for...
At Yale, in front of people that know nothing. Just some kids that are sitting there, and she's saying he's a rapist.
Hmm.
take your words back,
Sasha.
Based
on rumors. Because
I'm after you, motherfucker.
All right. All right. Well, a lot of people are, including America's Next Top Model. What's her name?
Tyra.
Tyra. Right. Can you imagine? From Tyra to Max. Quite a spread.
She's fallen pretty low.
All right. So, from controversy to controversy.
Hey, I'm sorry I had to say that.
No, I know, honey. I understand. And, you know, that's what this show is. It's a forum.
She should apologize.
It's a forum for ideas.
She should get on her hands and knees and suck cock.
She might like that.
She might like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
She would like that. So, you know, maybe she'll even enjoy you berating her like that. I don't know. She might.
That's
I think
no
it's
good.
All being recorded on her voicemail
that's
right now.
That's too terrible. That's terrible.
Okay, well, right. I think we have some sort of a climax here for the show.
So,
rebirth time.
Don't turn in your neighbors. This is a lesson. Don't turn
well,
in your neighbors.
Everybody gets to rebirth. Anybody wants to stick their head through my coochie?
Yeah.
I mean,
time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it have to be the cardboard version?
Come on, let's go version.
Okay.
Let's go do it. You and me, baby.
Yeah.
Can, anything.
Ellis,
too, it can be a breech birth. A lot of people put their pants
audience,
down.
One picture.
Then we go, Mary.
$5. $5.
$5. Goes to the bonobos, by the way. Paint my ass red and call me a bonobo.
Yeah.
All right. Now. Well, that's lovely, and you look lovely with your little pasties.
Yes.
Yeah, and could we have a battery for this pocket rocket?
Come on,
let's
in my
take
purse.
Some pictures here. So.
Okay, take some pictures. Okay, well, somebody should put their head through that. Okay, can we have a head through the through Marilyn?
Careful now.
Okay, don't rip her cunt, okay? Because you could get sued for that and maybe even get thrown in jail. Okay. All right, okay. Did moving through the cunt do that to your finger?
Next.
Okay, so we need someone else to go through this this big hole here. This rebirthing.
I think it's going to be a baby girl. It's coming. It's a baby. Oh, look at this.
Look at this.
Whoa.
Pussy through the pussy here. Oh,
wow.
That's a good shot.
That's great.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yes, good hair. Very nice. Very, very nice. It's, yeah, okay, and now the face.
It's a baby girl.
Aww,
look at her.
Look, she's born.
She cute? What should we call her, Mommy?
Aww, Ella.
Ella? Oh.
Yes.
Ah.
That's so cute. Okay. Well, I think we're winding up
and where
the
can
radio
we, can
section
we find anyone?
Of the show,
where
and
we
we're
going to
find out where we can find everyone. So we'll start with Zach Smith Sabbath. Oh, very nice. That's a little backwards, but very good. Do we have anybody else coming out here? Or?
Yeah,
tell us where we can find you and your lollipop.
www.zaxart.com.
Okay, and on Twitter. Zach Smith Sabbath.
Oh, yeah. One word.
And here's Katie sitting in a chair. Well, hello.
Hi. Yeah, I'll speak for Misty. You can find Misty on meowmistydawn.com and meowmistydawn Twitter.
Okay.
And then you can find me at Katie Kins, and that's a double N, 9 on Twitter.
All right. And Little Miss Lips. Lips on tits.
I'm on Twitter as well. It's just Twitter/JudyLuck. And I'm working on a blog right now, but it isn't officially up yet. So for now, just Facebook/TheCharmingDarling.
The Charming Darling.
Aww,
that's
oh, well.
And Malika Millions.
Hi, everybody. I'm available for private burlesque lessons. I do a course called Body Language Poetry, where you take all your words off and you got to choose them carefully, lest you stutter. And I guess Malika Millions, you know, just Google my name. I got a MySpace site and Facebook me or something, you know. And Twitter, I'm learning how to use it,
yes,
right?
Yes, you're getting
I'm
good.
Learning how to tweet. I guess, you know, it's hard for me. I'm a bit conceptual, so, you know, keeping it down, succinct.
It's good. It's haiku-like.
It's the highest form of wit, right, being
yes,
succinct.
Exactly. And Ms. Darling.
I'm Ella Darling. You can find me at darlingella.com. That's darling ELA.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at ELA Darling.
Darling.
Ella with one L.
And your hubby's here tonight.
My hubby is here.
And he's an artist of some sort, right?
He's a photographer. Erotic? He's a genius.
He makes photo robots. I
don't have enough time to talk about how fucking
Is he in the room?
He is.
Point him out.
He's an awesome photographer.
I'd like to see the genius.
And he is in the process of creating a really kick-ass video camera right now.
Is he the one over there?
Darling, where are you?
Darling? Is this Mr. Darling?
He's probably off.
Where's Mr. Darling?
He's probably from the geekiest person in the speakeasy, and he's probably talking to them about some awesome business prospect.
Okay, we'll introduce him to you before you go.
I will.
Okay, and where's Miss K? Miss K, does anyone know where she is? Tanya! All right, I know. You can find her at tanyak.com, I think, right? Anyway. Okay, I think that's about...
She's all over YouTube.
Everywhere she is, including on Dr. Susan Block at YouTube, right? That's where you can watch her shoot sparks from her crotch. Oh, there she is. The spark-shooting maven of wet t-shirts.
Thank you for having me back on.
I love you, Tanya.
You're great.
This is the only type of wet t-shirt contest that I actually get to win.
Yeah. Are you performing somewhere we can watch you live?
Yeah, I perform with the Lalas. Yes. I have 5 shows coming up. What do they call the LA Exotica? The Exotica Expo?
I get so confused. It changes names. You know.
Yeah, but I'm going to be burlesquing there.
Okay.
With the Lalas. And, you can find me personally at TONYAKAY.com.
Awesome.
That's my name.
Awesome. All right. So I think that's most of our people. I know Julian Nitzberg is here. Hi, Julian, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Julian.
Yeah.
Let's say hi to Julian, the maker of The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
And he's somewhere around here. He can say hi. Yeah, get him to come in and say hello.
And you've been listening to Revolution and Evolution. This is Radio Susie 1.
You shouldn't shoot me from below, because Zach the artist says shots from below, look up the nostrils. And what is it about
the You can see the Coke.
The Coke up my nose. Is that the problem?
Coke in the nose. In the nose.
That's the angle you should if you don't want somebody to look that good. That's why MySpace people always do this one. It's like
looking
a flattering angle from above, and it's unflattering up your nose.
You know? See the Coke in the nose, in the nose.
Either that or
Coke.
You look very menacing. You can look menacing that way. Like
true. Like you're going to inhale the person.
Okay, did we get Julian or we got to close?
Julian, we're going to close.
Okay, we're going to close. Well, hi, Julian, wherever you are. He's going to make some film.
Lollipops down.
These lollipops are lethal. Okay, so we're going to wind up. Oh, hey, Julian, just say hi. Come here on a microphone.
Here he is.
Julian, come up here.
Yeah. Hey, Julian, take it off.
Which part?
The last show.
All right, can I have my music?
Well, don't tempt us.
Where's my pocket?
Play Stephen Cohen. Stephen Cohen and
careful
music.
Careful about that whooping cough there.
Ooh, okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. You can lick her lollipop.
All right.
Or her muff, you know, probably safer. Right, so you're going to make a new movie now, is that right?
Yeah, but... I can't talk about it too much.
I'm going to be in it, right, Judy?
Yes. You never know. Yeah.
Yes, we're going to Italy and
Some houses. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Did you read Zach's book yet?
No, I marked that I want to read it, and my girlfriend just got traumatized by reading. Ashley Blue's book. So,
I thought she was traumatized by Gravity's
but
Rainbow.
We said we're going to read that once we recover from double anal herpes in this other
Ashley's
book.
Yeah, Ashley's is much more traumatic than mine.
It is, okay.
This is a happy book, actually. This is it gets into death and depression and diseases and, you know, pain and all kinds of awfulness. But ultimately, it's a very happy book.
Well, then... I think that might help us recover from Ashley Blue's double anal herpes.
Right. Yeah,
there's no double anal herpes at all.
No.
In the book. I never thought I'd have to tell someone that, but it's true. There's, yeah.
Yeah.
Which venereal diseases are in the book?
Double anal herpes?
I mean, your guess is as good as mine. It's a pretty explicit description.
I think gonorrhea makes an appearance, and
you
I think
you perform double anal, and then you get herpes, I guess.
Okay.
But gonorrhea
goes away, and right. Herpes. And I think it was Sasha Gray that had it.
What's that again?
Never mind. Anyway, it goes away. You just have to take care of your stuff. You have to take your medicine, that's all. And she doesn't have it anymore. Or whooping cough. No, she's perfectly clean.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
And beautiful.
The sperm actually, smelled like rotten. Girl.
Actually, I was given tuberculosis in order to...
Cure your cancer.
Cure my cancer.
It's working.
So it's like,
you know,
man bites dog.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
All right.
Well, burlesque cures porn, cures sex.
Everything.
You know, and
cures
we all know that that's a disease that we all have.
Yes.
That's a cure I don't want to get.
So I think we're going to wind up the radio portion of
the
show,
and
we're going to take a group picture. So don't go anywhere.
I want a picture behind.
And then we are going to have a party. So don't go anywhere. At what we call the erotic after party. So in the meantime, those of you who are only tuned into the radio portion of the show, I want you to, you know, try some of this stuff at home. I don't think we did anything that was too outrageous. There was no strangling tonight, no blood drawn, nothing too weird.
No rapes.
You can try the mango thing, you can try the stripping and the pole dancing, and certainly the water thing is Tanya's water. Anybody can try that. You can just pour water all over yourself. 'Tis the season, okay? You can do burlesque, and you can do porn from your own bedroom. Anyone can do alt porn, okay? So you do it. Do it. Do your own porn, whatever kind that is.
But to do porn, you need a camera.
Well, that's all
you need.
That's
the only way you can do porn.
You could do some audio recording, I think, and then you could do sort of an audio erotica, right? I don't know if that's porn. Yeah. Right, okay. So get yourself a camera. Everyone has one. And do some porn and make some love, not war, okay? Bonobo time. Yes, peace through pleasure. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war, okay? Drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles. Okay, we're talking about all this sex, and there's pros, and there's cons, and there's good, and there's bad, but none of it's as bad as the napalm, baby. So let's channel our drives into our erotic natures. Let's be who our sexual selves are, and make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
You need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about.
Okay, everybody.
Else. You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Bloss, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.